Kitchen Craft by Jolene James. I was in the kitchen the other morning. I had to stand on a chair to look in a cupboard, and while I was opening the doors, I accidentally swept the edge of the doors across my nipples. I was wearing a robe at the time and little else. Through the material, I felt my nipples tingle and come to life. As I reached into the cupboard with one hand, my other hand absently raised and gently started to circle that tingling nipple. By the time I found that object I'd been searching for, I realized I was really quite aroused, flushed with horny feelings. I placed a bag of oatmeal down on the kitchen counter while my hand slowly traced its way up the inside of my thighs, teasing my pubic bush, while slowly running a finger up and down my swelling, throbbing outer labia. I tugged at the drawstring to my robe, shrugged my shoulders so the robe slowly slid down and off my body, leaving me naked, standing on the chair, totally focused on what I was doing, i.e. pleasuring myself, not oatmeal. I continued to push my fingers up inside my pussy. It never occurred to me that I should get down off the chair. I didn't even think. I was so in the moment. My breathing had slowed and deepened. I could feel my nipples hard and erect. My eyes were closed, and I had both hands down between my legs. One was rubbing my swelling clit, while the other was gently pushing its way deeper into, stretching my labia wider. My thoughts wandered absently on how warm the sun felt on my bare skin. I could now feel the first signs of orgasm building. When my mind once again snapped back into focus, I thought, why was my naked body feeling warm in the sun? I knew as I opened my eyes, the window above the sink was where it had always been, right below the cupboard I'd been searching in. In front of my currently naked body, which was about to go into orgasm, I bent down and risked a quick glance. I spied a gentleman with a dog across the street, with his line of sight definitely fixed on me. Oh God, I thought, what has my horniness done this time? Almost public exposure, but that orgasm was building to a point of no return. Fuck it. I thought, I'm not stopping this. It just feels so good, you know, to come. A nympho's reason for living. So I stood back up, so I couldn't see out the window, and just continued to fuck my pussy, imagining the guy with the dog watching my every move. I came strongly and quite quickly, my fingers rubbing my G-spot fiercely. My legs went all weak at the knees, and I sort of collapsed off the chair. After all, I do have a bit of an exhibitionist in me, though I don't always do so deliberately. It can just happen with me, that urge, that need, that desire to come overtakes me, and I simply have to go with it. Anyway, I'm sure the guy with the dog didn't mind. I've seen him passing my kitchen window many times since. I'm sure, in the hope of another show, maybe one day I'll give him one, just because I can.